This is the problem. Take a pair of scales.
I do a bit of speaking at universities and conferences, and so I've come to know the audiovisual or AV people quite well. And they've told me how a few common misconceptions about microphones make their job hard. The first myth is that the way to test a microphone is to tap it firmly with the fingers. And the second myth is that microphones will magically reach out and amplify only the speaker's voice, no matter how quietly they'll speak. Now, here's some background info. The human brain is indeed marvellous at listening to a specific source in a noisy environment. Not only can it filter out all of the unwanted stuff, it can also bring into the foreground what you are concentrating on, such as another person's conversation in a crowded room. But our current technology of the combination of a microphone and an amplifier is not yet that clever. Today's mic and amp will make everything louder, both the unwanted background noise and the signal that you want. Now, suppose that you're talking softly into the microphone, which is what most people do. The mic technician has to crank up the volume on the amplifier. This will make your voice loud enough for the audience to hear, but unfortunately, it will also make the background noise louder. The audience will notice this unwanted and amplified noise. But when you speak more loudly, the mic technician can reduce the overall volume. So the background noise will not be so loud because the amplifier has been turned down. And yet, you will still be as loud to the audience as before. Why? Because you're speaking more loudly. Okay, enough with the background info, now on to the myths. The first myth is that you test a microphone by tapping it firmly. Well, unfortunately, the diaphragm inside a mic is delicate. It's designed to move in response to tiny variations in air pressure. So a solid thump can sometimes knock the delicate internals out of place. At the very least, you will inject a sharp audio spike through the entire audio chain from the microphone to the amplifier and the loudspeakers. And this spike has been known to cause damage. Now, the microphone is a device that is supposed to help amplify speech. That is its only function. So why not test that function by simply speaking into it? Audiovisual technicians just shake their heads at that one. Now, the other myth is the belief that you do not have to speak loudly into a microphone. Some people think that the mic will somehow magically make just your voice louder. And so widespread is this belief that most people will actually speak more softly than normal into a mic. And when they hear their own amplified voice coming through the house speakers, they do not see this as a sign of success, which it is. Instead, they will deliberately speak more softly and/or move their mouth away from the mic until they can no longer hear themselves. The AV technicians at the back of the hall are now left with only one option: to increase the amplification of the microphone circuit. The microphone will now pick up the speaker's own voice coming through the loudspeakers and the faint mouse-like whimperings of the speaker, and this can then set off the squeal of the dreaded feedback loop. In response, most speakers will speak even more quietly, while the AV technicians at the back of the hall get more annoyed because the audience now blames them for the bad sound, not the poor microphone technique of the speaker. I've been present at practice sessions when the technicians have had to come onto the stage and ask the presenter to speak more loudly. The presenter then speaks at exactly the same volume level. For some unknown reason, some people have a real reluctance to speak loudly on stage. But think about actors on stage. They project their voices. I saw one technician use a neat trick to get the presenter to speak more loudly. She would say, "Imagine that your child is drowning in a river and that you want to call for help. Now start calling." In many cases, that simple exercise would open the floodgates and then the presenter would start speaking more loudly. So, next time you're on stage, get close to the microphone. Never tap it. Do speak loudly. And the only feedback you'll get will be applause.
What does it mean? Why is it so?